Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cake Sawville. Joining us right now, though, on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is Kevin McCarthy, formerly known as BDK. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, JP. I got to say, I was very happy about the Pantera intro today. I know we usually do Walk. I actually don't know the name of the song you use, but that's one of my favorite guitar riffs that Dimebag Darrell ever wrote. So props to whoever chose that Pantera song.
That's our man Cody Betts spinning the tunes today.
And I think Cody's head spinning so much during breaks. I think he's just grabbing any song that he can, to be honest with you.
That had to be calculated. That song is so awesome. It's also a great intro riff, too. I mean, that was definitely a perfect
Cody's
intro.
Cody's a huge fan of Pantera. He loves them. Talks to me about them all the time during the break.
All right, so Kevin, apparently you have a big docket of interviews this week.
Oh, dude, today, all right, this is insane. Today, this is who I'm talking to today. The list is absurd.
Where are you today, by the way, for these interviews? Are you home or are you on the road?
So today I'm actually at Fox 5. So they're doing their zip trips today, and Steve's out today, and we rotate who goes out on the Friday zip trips.
Where's the zippy trip today?
I believe it's in Ballston. I saw a picture of Wisdom
and Steve.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sent out the big guns today.
Got it.
That's right. Yeah, they're in Ballston today. But today I have never interviewed a lot of the people that are on this list today. So Steven Soderbergh made a brand new movie called No Sudden Move. It comes out, I think, in July. And I wish Jason was here today because this is like the most Jason Bishop movie ever. It's like basically if you think about Out of Sight meets Ocean's 11 with an R rating. And it's like it's a return to form for Soderbergh. I can't officially review it yet. But if you're a fan of Soderbergh's movies, this is definitely going to get you excited. This is like that Traffic, Out of Sight, Ocean's vibe. So the cast for this is insanely stacked. So I have five interviews for the movie. One of the rooms is Don Cheadle and Benicio del Toro.
That's a pretty good room. That's a solid room right there.
Heavy hitters.
And you're talking, I mean, think about Cheadle and del Toro were both in Traffic, and like obviously, Cheadle was in Out of Sight. There's another room with Ray Liotta, who I've never spoken to before. You think about Goodfellas. And then the one I'm like super stoked about is Brendan Fraser, who I've never talked to before. And I grew up on that movie. I don't know if you guys remember the movie Encino Man.
Of course. But with Pauly Shore. It's a classic. Are you kidding me?
Dude. Cakes, I already loved you, but the fact that you know what Encino Man is makes me so happy. Because that was like
that's the height of Pauly Shore mania.
Did he also do Tarzan, Brendan Fraser?
Yes. Who doesn't love the Weeze? No, he did George of the Jungle.
Oh, George of the Jungle. Yes.
Dude, I get so psyched for Encino Man. And I don't know if you guys saw the movie Uncut Gems, but there was an actress in that film named Julia Fox who played Adam Sandler's love interest, the one he was cheating on his wife with. And so she's become kind of a big star as well. She's awesome.
Minutes do you get with each of them?
It's probably 4 minutes. I told you guys that one time. I got it was Denzel Washington, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto for 3 minutes. Like, that was one of the most insanely tight timed interviews I've ever done. So with Cheadle and Del Toro on one interview for 4 minutes, I feel like if I could do, hopefully if I could do, you know, Denzel, Rami Malek, and Jared Leto, I should be able to do those two, hopefully. I mean, it's really hard because Del Toro is one of my favorite actors of all time. I was just rewatching Sicario the other day. And when I was in high school, I mean, here's the thing. I come on your show every Friday and I drop these names, and I do hope that people understand that there's no jadedness here in the sense of when I was in high school, I spent months watching all of Del Toro's filmography because I was obsessed with him as an actor. And, like, you know, I'm 37 years old now. It still freaks me out to talk to these people. There's no, like, I mean, I'm up all night writing questions. I have, like, all the questions in front of me, all the notes in front of me. It's definitely not something I take for granted. I mean, I'm really excited to talk to these people, and these names are huge. I mean,
oh yeah, you're interviewing heavy hitters. I wanted to ask you about one because it's got a lot of, I think, advertising push, kind of. And you interviewed Juan-Lin Miranda, who's most famous for Hamilton.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, yeah.
Yes. Snoozer. How is The Heights? Is it any good? Is it worth checking out?
Yeah, it's an excellent film. I mean, listen, I will be, you know, there's controversy surrounding that film. Obviously, there was news that came out this week in terms of Lin-Manuel Miranda apologizing for some of the representation in the film. And so my thoughts on the movie outside of controversy specifically are just based on the film itself and the filmmaking and the acting and what I experienced just in the theater. The movie is outstanding. Now, in terms of what the film is going through in terms of controversy and representation and things like that, that are very important topics to be discussing. Like, those are things that I feel like are conversations outside of kind of what the movie presented in terms of what I watched it. It was just a film that I watched for pure entertainment.
So you liked it. I'm not worried about the controversy. Yeah. I'm just saying, is it worth watching? Is it entertaining? EB's, though, really, he's been dying to find out what you think of Loki.
Oh, I know. Eric gets up at 3 a.m. and watches the new Loki episode every single Wednesday when
I'm
they release it, right?
Yeah.
I've literally never heard of it. I don't even
know. Eric, who is Loki? Eric, who is Loki?
No idea.
There's no way that he knows that he's the Norse god of mischief.
No,
I believe
it sounds like something off a sushi menu.
Eric,
well,
you do
Kevin
realize
actually
that...
interviewed the guy who plays Loki, who thought, and I enjoyed it. You should follow Kevin on Twitter, Kevin McCarthy TV. I enjoyed your little interview there with, is it Tom Hiddleston?
Tom Hiddleston. And Eric, you make fun of me all the time for not knowing who pitches for the Blue Jays or something like that. And then I ask you who Loki is, who's one of the most famous characters in cinema right now. Then you don't have no idea who Loki is. Come on. That's a massive name. That's a huge name.
Not in my
world.
He hasn't seen. Never come
he hasn't seen one movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
He doesn't know the MCU at all.
Spider-Man is Marvel, right?
Yes. Oh, you saw one?
Yeah, I actually kind of like Spider-Man. I do.
Okay.
This is shocking. Shocking development on a Friday.
I kind of like Spider-Man. Yeah.
Eric, Loki's kind of broken the barriers in terms of, like, I think Loki's just part of pop culture now. It's like, it's not even just like knowing the MCU.
How do you spell it? L-O-K-I?
Correct.
Yeah.
But what is a Loki? Like, what is that?
Well, Tom Hiddleston plays a character named Loki who's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
So what is his
superpower? Thor's brother.
He's like the bad guy.
So what is
his,
does he have a superpower?
I mean, he has godlike powers. He's like a trickster. He can do certain things. Yes, he's a god. He's from Asgard.
So he's a bad guy, though.
I'm sure Evie knows where Asgard is.
he's a layered
I'm so above
villain.
All this stuff. You guys have no idea. Go ahead.
All right, so I know I only have a couple minutes left, so I'll just get through a couple things real fast. So Fatherhood is a movie hitting Netflix today. This is the movie starring Kevin Hart, and he has to raise his daughter after his wife passes away a day after giving birth.
Is this a PG movie?
It's PG-13. It's definitely it's based on a true story, and Hart is great in it. It's getting pretty good reviews. I think it has a 71% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, he surprised me with how good he was as a dramatic actor. And at the same time, but also there's really funny stuff in here. I mean, you guys know me. I'm 37. I still think poop humor is the funniest thing ever. So watching Kevin Hart change diapers and say funny lines makes me laugh. So, you know, that's just my thing. I think it's funny. Paul Reiser's in it. It works. Is it the greatest movie ever? No. Does Does it have some issues? Yes. Is it too long? Yes. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. It is on Netflix. I do recommend it if you're interested in seeing it. And since Father's Day,
quick question before you get to your next bit. Kevin Hart has done a dramatic role before, I believe.
Yes.
The movie with Bryan Cranston. I can't remember the name of the movie.
The Upside.
The Upside, which I've seen it a million times when I've flipped through the movie channels, and I don't think I've ever logged time with it. Is that worth it?
It is good. That the film he did with Cranston is very good. It's also a remake of a foreign language film or an international film. I do think it's a solid film. Is it worth like dedicating 2 hours of your day if you don't have the time? I probably would just watch it if you're bored. It's not like the greatest movie, but I did enjoy it when I saw it. I just don't really remember it as well. I saw it a couple years back.
Right. So Fatherhood, a 3.5, and you wanted to talk about great movie dads, right?
Yeah, and I know these are going to be a little strange just in terms of, like, I just find these three movie dads that have impacted me from a cinematic perspective. So the first one I'm going to go with is Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's a good one.
And as wild as that film is, you know, at the end of the day, Robin Williams' entire arc was about what was best for his children. And what that meant was, you know, the character dressing up as Mrs. Doubtfire so he can be with his kids, and the whole relationship with Sally Fields. And, you know, to me, that it was just a dedicated father doing whatever he could do to be with his kids. And, you know, it's a wild film. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Pierce Brosnan's great in that film. So that's one of my favorite movie dads. Two, I got to go with Last Crusade. Only, you know, Sean Connery, you know, him playing the father of Indiana Jones, you know, that was just, you know, that's my favorite indie film. I know people say Raiders, but Last Crusade I love the most. Remember River Phoenix at the beginning of the film as well. And, you know, I just love that relationship between Harrison Ford and Connery. Like that to me is like an awesome dad-son relationship. And then my favorite of all time is Interstellar. Just because
he loves again,
that one just hit the feels with me. That one just made me very emotional.
Eric, I'm getting chills just hearing you say that. Interstellar is my favorite Christopher Nolan film. I have a tattoo on my body from that film.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah. Eric, there's a scene in that movie. I'll tell this real fast, then I'll head out. Interstellar, there's a scene in the movie. So for people who haven't seen it, Matthew McConaughey's character basically goes down to another planet. And while down on that planet, every single hour that passes is 7 years on Earth. So if you're on that planet for, you know, 3 hours, you know, you're dealing with 21 years of life that has passed on Earth because of some type of, you know, scientific element. So when he gets back to his ship, over 20 plus years of his kids' lives have gone by on Earth. So he's missed every single part of their lives, from growing up to going to school, to dances, to getting married, to having kids. And he has all these video messages waiting for him on the ship when he gets back. Remember, he's only been gone for a few hours, but in the Earth, he's been gone for over 20 years in terms of time
frame. That concept just hit me like a ton of bricks, and it very emotional. I mean, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So Christopher Nolan sat McConaughey down in that chair and said, I just want you to react to this footage. So McConaughey never watched the footage before the scene. So what you're seeing in the scene is McConaughey's real-time reaction to the footage for the first time. It's the first take of the shot. And you just watch him start crying because he's literally watching his kids grow up over a 20-year time span in a matter of minutes, which is just astounding. And then remember at the end, Eric, when he meets his mom, who's almost 100 years old, and he's still the same age he was when he left, and his daughter's all grown up now, and Ellen Burstyn's playing the older version of the character. It's just devastating. But again, going back to Mrs. Doubtfire, it's the dedication to doing whatever you can for your kids. So Interstellar is my favorite dad movie.
Hey, Kevin, honorable mention for movie dad is the guy at the end of The Mist.
Oh, God. No, that might be the most shocking ending I have ever seen. I have never seen anything that shocking ever in a movie.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, my God. Do you guys know the ending of that? Do you guys know what happens in that scene?
I know it. I haven't seen The Mist.
God. So there's a bunch of creatures who are killing everyone on Earth. This father, Thomas Jane, is in a car with his son and two other people, and the monsters are approaching the car, and they only have like 4 bullets left, and there's 5 people in the car. So So Thomas Jane shoots everyone in the car, including his son, to protect his son from not being eaten by the monsters. And then 15 seconds later, the military shows up to save them.
It's a great ending.
It's a good one.
He just killed his son.
Yeah.
And the military shows up right on that moment. I mean, could you imagine? It's one of the
Why wouldn't you just let the monsters eat your son versus shoot him?
Well, because it's more humane to put a bullet through your kid's head than have a giant spider dining on his insides. That's why.
It's so horrifying.
And what a horrifying movie.
It's a Stephen King story, but that wasn't even the original ending. King didn't even come up with that ending. You know who directed The Mist is the guy who did Shawshank, Frank Darabont.
Yeah,
man. And he did Green Mile, too. I know I'm probably over time, so I appreciate you guys having me, as always. And definitely check out Fatherhood if you're into that. And I'll let you guys know how the interviews go. And, Interstellar, if anyone out there hasn't seen it, Eric, I appreciate the fact that you like that movie. It makes me happy.
I've told you before.
Kevin, we got to run. You're way over.
I know.
We're way over.
Peace, all guys. Right, Ricky.
Pop a squeeze.
Later, Rick.
That's Kevin McCarthy. Follow him on Twitter at Kevin McCarthy TV. You know, a lot of people have the Washington football team as the favorite in the NFC East. But coming up next, should it be the Giants? We'll get into that here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you like me? When you hear the song, do you immediately think of Jason?
Of course. Every single time now.
Every time.
Why?
I hear
do you think of
because
Jason?
Because he hates the
he
song.
He hates it.
With the passion.
This is breaking the law of Judas Priest.
Of a thousand burning suns.
Yeah.
That we played a million times. It's like,
but it's such a heavy metal classic. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. And I'm hoping I'm going to see it live because I believe Judas Priest is coming to MGM National Harbor. The theater is reopening. They're coming in the fall, so I will be there in attendance.
Nice.
Along with all the
who else is on the bill?
Old fogies. I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Don't care.
Can I give you two? You know, we can't go a show without me lamenting death and, you know.
Sure.
Two stories jumped out at me this morning. It was just people just have no regard for life. This one, first of all, this is just a mean story, horrific. There's a woman. Let me see. In England, she's 59 years old. Okay. She was obviously pissed off at her husband, right?
Okay. Yeah.
For some reason. Her husband was 81. So he's knocking on death's door. When you get to 81, you could donk off at any point anyway.
Sure. Okay. She's, so she's 59. He's 81. Okay.
She was pissed off. We don't know why.
Right.
So what she did was this is maybe the meanest thing I've ever heard. She boiled water.
Okay.
And then dumped 3 bags of sugar in there. Okay.
Okay.
And while her while her old husband was sleeping, that she clearly hated, she dumped the scalding hot water on his body.
Okay.
And apparently when you add sugar to it, so she knew this.
Okay, yeah.
It makes it sort of absorb the water even more.
Oh.
Then she just left. He's groaning in the bed as his skin is melting off.
Terrible story.
And then he eventually died.
Right.
And so she's been charged with murder.
Mm-hmm.
And very callous. She didn't call the police right away. She actually walked, they say, like 9 houses away and talked to a neighbor that she barely knew and admitted what she had done.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you murder people, a lot of times you don't call the police to let them know that you murdered them.
Yeah, but a lot of times they do, too. They call the police. They go, I think I just killed my wife.
They may have some remorse.
Yeah, or they feel a little bit of immediate regret. I mean, that's just a horrifying thing. Did anybody know that if you add sugar to boiling water, that it adds insult to injury and it makes it even worse?
Here's what I do know. I would be willing to wager a large amount of money. You saw this on the Daily Mail.
I saw this on a site that I don't like, on Yahoo.
Really?
Yes. It was actually on Yahoo.
You have an opinion of Yahoo, negative opinion?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Why,
well, you're not paying attention.
Is it all the sponsored stories they cram in there? That does actually kind of tilt me.
That tilts me, but Twitter is rampant with that now. Twitter's got promoed content everywhere. No, it's really annoying. But I'll tell you during the break why I hate Yahoo. Okay. But then the story I did see, this one on the Daily Mail, but I think this one went viral that everybody saw. Actually, I saw it on Yahoo. There was a guy, motorcycle guy, who wanted to set a world record, right? So he did one of those big, like, Travis Pastrana jumps.
Right.
Okay, where he had the big dirt mound. And he had set a previous record before. And this was during a practice run. He was trying to jump, like, 300 feet or something.
Mm-hmm.
He came up a little bit short. I guess you could die. He landed short on the dirt mound, and he flipped head over the handlebars.
Okay, yep.
He died from his injuries. Dead.
Sure.
28 years old, Dunsky, just being a daredevil.
Yeah.
Just trying to jump 300 feet.
Well,
done.
I mean, he's pushing.
That video of it, you can watch him die
alive.
He's
pushing the boundaries, obviously. Of course, that's in the range of outcomes that you're going to die. You're going to flip over the handlebars.
Just have no regard for living. The old lady that killed her husband, and this guy just decided, I'm just going to just taunt death.
Sure.
There was another viral video that I saw of what appeared to be the Grand Canyon. Did you see this? This was on Twitter. It appeared to be the Grand Canyon, and there was a drone. I think maybe Rich Eisen tweeted this or something. There was a drone that captured a person. I couldn't tell if it was a male or female on one of those wires that you walk on a high wire.
Tightrope.
But it wasn't a tightrope. It was one of those, like, that. It's not tight.
Okay.
Have you ever seen, like, climbers? They get on those ropes, but they wobble. I forget what it's called, like a slack rope.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that before?
I've heard of it. I've never really seen it.
There's a guy that appeared to be on a slack rope, connected to nothing, walking over the freaking Grand Canyon.
Hey,
did he survive?
I don't know. I just saw that the drone drove by.
That's how some people get their thrills.
Slacklining.
Yeah. And maybe he was connected somewhere, but I couldn't see it as it drove by. You know what I mean?
I did that once between two trees outside my house.
Yeah, where you're like a foot above the ground.
Yeah, butt scary.
Of course it was.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what's butt scary for me at 50, 51? Getting on a skateboard. Just getting on a skateboard.
Of course
you're
it is.
Right. Course, well, when you're younger, it's not. When you're younger, it's nothing.
Well, when you're younger, you don't care about, you don't think about dying.
To ride
but when you're 51, you're immortal. You've lost your sense of balance.
Oh, I could never do a skateboard ever.
Even like, when you were a kid?
Even when I was a kid.
No, I could do a skateboard.
I have terrible balance. My balance stinks on ice.
Yeah.
Nothing I can do about it.
Well, that's why you hear about, like, dads that are horsing around with their kids on a driveway, donk off, because they do something that they could have done 20 years ago,
right.
And then you've lost your balance, and the next thing you know, you crack your head open.
Somehow, I'm going to go through the rest of my life, however long that might be, who knows, I'll never step on a skate. I know I'll never step on a skateboard, at least on purpose.
What if I gave you a helmet?
I mean, what's the upside to me getting on a skateboard at 50?
Like, that'd be fun.
Even with a helmet. Like, to me, that would not be fun.
No fun whatsoever.
There's a guy in the morning. You know where I take the illegal U-turn?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in the morning who appears to have, I've seen him at the light now, two times in a row. We're both on the same schedule.
Mm-hmm.
He appears to have an electric skateboard.
Okay.
Because he's just standing there, and all of a sudden he just takes off, and he's not pedaling.
Those things will move.
Yeah.
Huh? Those things will move. I saw somebody in my neighborhood using one.
Yeah.
Well, it's proliferated, all of the electric scooters, the scooters for hire or the mopeds for hire. They're like you trip on them on your way into work every day.
They're everywhere.
Like the Lime scooters.
There's a Lime scooter sitting in my neighborhood, and like in a suburban neighborhood. It's just on a street corner.
Yeah. People just throw them down. Just
throw them everywhere.
Yes. Just leave them lying down all over the place.
Well, I told you, in Indianapolis, they were everywhere. The Lime scooters, and I think the other company is it Bird?
I don't
Bird.
Know. It's probably right. That sounds right.
And those
right.
scooters were everywhere. They were ubiquitous. And my kids were intrigued. So we all were scootering around Indianapolis for like 2 days. We were there for a weekend. And on the last night, the cop told me, I'm going to let you slide right now, but we were doing on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you have to be on the street. I said, on the street? With cars? Are you insane?
Well, I'll tell you
this. As soon as he said that, that ended the scootering for the Bickles.
I mean, that may be the policy in D.C. too, but I see people on the sidewalks all the time.
In my opinion, they're the smart
scooters.
Ones. Because if you're scootering, and people appear to have no fear of death. If you're scootering 35 miles an hour on a street with cars,
mm-hmm, right,
with no helmet, you just picked one up after you walked out of McDonald's.
Well, you're going to die.
You're going to die.
You're going to get
Some
run over by somebody.
People aren't as obsessed with death as you guys. They actually think that's part of living.
That's not part of living.
It's no, part of
scooter
getting closer
on the sidewalk.
Getting closer to
what,
dying.
What kind of scooter? Because there's all kinds of...
I'm talking about like
Razor?
An electric Razor type scooter.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because now they have the Birds for like the Vespas.
Right.
Yeah,
those
I'm not
are
talking
all over
about
the place
that.
Too.
I have one of those, and I probably shouldn't even ride. I ride that to the pool. I take my kids to the pool.
Yeah,
that's not
my
little.
You're talking about like a little electric Razor.
I'm talking about like those electric Lime and Bird scooters. They're fine on the sidewalk, but they've got people now riding them, and they're getting pummeled by cars all the time. You want to die? Ride that scooter.
I don't.
On the road every day.
I'll just try not to snap my ankle stepping over them on the sidewalk. Because people just throw them down all over the place.
Guys have depressing personalities.
I've got a great personality.
No. It's just common sense. I can't believe those are legal. I honestly can't believe it. They want you to be on a road where you have legit trucks.
Well, it also points to the bigger takeaway. Most people are just lazy.
So lazy.
They don't want to walk anywhere, so they'll grab an electric scooter so they can go there 5 or 6 blocks and then throw it down so I'm going to trip over it when I'm walking to my vehicle.
Yeah.
People don't want to walk. People are lazy.
I'll taunt death a little bit. I have rollerblades. I rollerblade for exercise. I have in the past.
How are you going to die with rollerblades?
Oh, you want to know how you die? You go so fast down the hill that you lose control and you hit a tree.
I mean, those got to be outliers. How many rollerblade deaths were there last year?
I can look it up.
I have no idea. But I know this. I had to stop a route that I was going on because I was getting so fast down the hill that I knew it was only a matter of time before I donked off and crashed. Only a matter of time. Especially if you're
the
like me.
The last rollerblading death, or it's roller skating, according to this story, is 1999.
Well, I know that can't be true.
Incorrect. I have something from this is shocker of shockers, dailymail.com.
Yeah.
Woman, 27, who was killed while on the phone to her mother during rollerblading session when speeding car struck her and split it in two after it slammed
into
a tree.
Let me tell you something, JP. I've rollerbladed enough to know there are several ways you can die. One is if you're
first of embarrassment.
By the way, when I googled when I googled
that's
the story,
true.
It also led to a story about why did rollerblading die.
It's a great exercise.
Which I guess hasn't died for the Bickle household, but it says here, sponsorships abandoned, sales slipping, even Nike sold off Bauer, an estimated $195 million
loss. I think it's just because we as a culture decided to ridicule. It's like wearing a fanny pack. Like, it's just, I don't know, we decided to ridicule rollerbladers.
Yeah.
Huh?
You got targeted.
Yeah, we got slut shamed.
It's in the crosshairs.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I don't know. Like, what happened to woke culture? Like, you're allowed to make fun of rollerbladers, apparently. That's like one of the last vestiges. You can't make fun of fat people, but you can make fun of rollerbladers. So here are two ways that I personally know I could die on a bike path on a roll. It's not like being hit by a car. It's when you go down a hill and you're going so fast, you don't have to, you know, all you have to do is hit one crack and you go flying. The other thing is, if you get a twig in your wheel when you're going fast, all of a sudden, what happens is the wheels lock up.
Right.
And that is a crisis.
That could be curtains.
That is immediate. When your wheels lock up because you got a twig or a leaf in there, all of a sudden, a leaf could kill you.
A leaf can kill you. You know what? If a leaf can kill you because
you roll,
of the activity,
okay, I'm gonna challenge you.
You'll be bitter
if you ever
Ryan.
Rollerblade in the fall,
yeah.
Off Beach Drive. Go down a hill over a bunch of leaves.
Right.
You're putting your life in your hands.
Okay, maybe I'll do it hypothetically. I'll never do that in real life.
So that
just won't happen.
I had to alter my route because that was too hilly and death was imminent.
Death was calling. It was coming for you.
Yeah. All right, said we were going to talk about the NFC East. Maybe we'll save it for later. The New York Post thinks the Giants should be the favorite in the NFC East. A lot of people like Louis Riddick have the Washington football team atop their rankings. But coming up next, it's our weekly ritual. But this is the week, right? This is the week we're going to hit it.
No, it's going to be when you least expect it.
I don't know that I can expect it less week after week.
This is the week.
Right. The Junkies Weekend Parlay next. We'll dance with that right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC
now,
Sports
Washington.
Now, I like
that song.
I do, but I was thinking about it. I kind of like it. I don't remember who it is.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Come on.
No, hold on.
Come on, Ricky.
We should have played Who's the More Clueless. We should have played Who's More Clueless. I mean, EB or I.
The Judas.
Identifying
my brain
who it was.
Is mush, so I can't get those anymore. I might have been able to get it 20 years
the
ago.
The Judas Priest disrespect, even without Jason here, it's palpable. It's a real thing.
Well,
I understand that it's
just not my genre.
I understand. Everybody's got their own personal musical tastes.
Yeah.
Well, Judas Priest, like, when we were in high school, mm-hmm. Cakes would bring over these tapes of all of these kind of hair metal bands.
You're going to get us down a tangent here.
No, but it's all these hair metal bands like mm-hmm. Rat,
right.
Dokken,
Motley Crue.
Poison,
yes.
Motley Crue,
My
Guns
Wheelhouse.
N' Roses
yes.
came in.
Correct.
I think you'd admit Judas Priest wouldn't be in like your top five, would they? There's no way, because you got to have Metallica in
Probably
there.
Probably not my top five, but it's a band that I've followed over the years.
I understand
and that, I enjoy.
That.
Yeah.
But they're kind of down the list.
Maybe a bit, but I do enjoy them. And I will always wave the flag for them.
You do enjoy them.
I do, and I'll always
like
wave Ponson. The flag for them on this show.
All right. All right, time now for our Junkies Weekend Parlay. We haven't hit it yet, but I think when we started this, we said we just got to hit it once in a year, and it's a successful year.
I'm sticking by my week 10 of the NFL.
It would just be fun to hit it.
By then, we're going to hit it. That's my.
It's going to be fun. All right, so Cody, do you have the wheel? You don't know where the wheel is. That's one flaw in Cody's producing skills. He has
we don't have to spin
idea.
The wheel. Why don't we do this? Because Drab is going to put in the bets. So
right.
why don't you lead off, Drab? That way you'll have time to put in our bets and make sure that they're okay.
I'm actually still deciding. I'm going back and forth between a couple. So
I'm
know
still
no one's
going to
take my
too.
Game, so I'm not worried about
I'm
it.
I'm still deciding, too. So
well, Cakes already declared
guys.
His. Yeah. So, Cakes, why don't you repeat what you were betting on?
I'm actually pivoting slightly.
Oh.
Earlier, I was taking the Hawks plus the 3, but now I'm uber confident that they're going to close out the Sixers. So I'm going to get better odds by taking them to win on the money line because that gets me at plus 130.
Right.
Instead of the minus 110 for the plus 3 bet. So I am taking the Hawks on the money line to beat the Sixers at plus 130. That is my
now, is
selection.
This in Philly?
I believe it's in...
No, it's in Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta.
Philly is the 1 seed. The Hawks, the 4
That's
seed.
Why I got
the Hawks
horny
looking
for,
to close it out.
I got horny for it because they're catching points at home initially. That's what initially drew me in.
Let me
the
just
bet.
Tell you this, Cakes. My opinion, it could be dead wrong.
Mm-hmm, sure.
The Sixers are the superior team.
Right.
They had a 26-point lead
yep.
in Game 4. They had an 18-point lead in Game 5. To me, kind of fluky that the Hawks were able to pull both of those games out. Now, Ben Simmons has got mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
He's admitted as much. He doesn't shoot. He's your second-best player, but I think they figure it out. But maybe the Hawks pull it out. So you got the Hawks plus 130. For the win. All right, I'm going to stick in the NBA. I'll go number two. It's elimination games. Elimination games are really tough. The Utah Jazz with one seed in the West. I thought they would win the other night against the Clippers when the Clippers lost Kawhi Leonard. I do believe, look, even with Kawhi, you could make an argument that the Jazz were the better team. It was close. Toss up. I would probably actually lean towards the Clippers with Kawhi, but definitely with Utah. They were 3-for-24 in the second half of the last game from the three-point line. I think Utah bounces back. They're on the brink of elimination. It's in L.A. It's not like L.A. loves the Clippers. They love the Lakers. So home court for the Clippers, it's not as big of a deal. I think Utah pulls it out. They're actually laying two, so it's minus 106 here. I'm going to take Utah to win in an elimination game and force a game 7.
All right.
So you're taking them minus 2.
Yes.
All right. So it should be me. Have you decided yet, Drab, or are you still waffling?
And that's
a little bit?
Minus 106 on FanDuel.
I'm going to let you guys help me with this. There's two that I like. I wish Valdez was here.
Are you going to the Goff, to the Jared?
Well, there's one Goff. Originally, I was going to go with. So the Mets and Nats. The Mets are throwing a lefty today. So that means Zim's playing, right?
You got faith in Fetty?
No, I don't care about the outcome. I'm thinking Ryan Zimmerman to hit a homer today is plus 340.
Ooh. I mean, he hits a home run about once every 15 at-bats, I'm guessing. I haven't checked the current rate.
Yeah, right.
It's a long shot. It's a reach.
What do you mean? It's like every three games that he plays.
Who's he facing?
He's a lefty. Lucchesi? Lucchesi, I don't know. I don't even care. But he's a lefty, so I like that. Because Ryan, it's at home, right?
It's here. At Matt's Park.
Yeah. He comes up
and he's definitely playing.
He's playing great. I like that one. Or, I'll let you guys help me, Koepka is in perfect position. How many shots back is he? He's two shots back. And I gave you that stat. Since 2016, Brooks Koepka is 84 under par in the majors. That's 61 shots better than the rest of the world. Okay? Any individual player. No one is better in the majors in the last 5 years than Brooks Koepka. He's two back. He's won four of them. He's an absolute killer. He's in a perfect position. If I take him just to win, it's plus 700. Plus 700.
I kind of like your passion more on the Koepka, so I would kind of go with that. I'm looking at Joey Lucchesi's stats.
Yeah.
He's given up four homers this year.
Yeah.
Now, he hasn't pitched a ton. He's 1-4. He's kind of a nubby pitcher with the 5.18 ERA, but in seven starts, he's only given up four tater tots.
Yeah, well,
I don't love that.
But Zim is just having a great...
I agree.
Zim is having the kind of year, if he was playing every day, that reminds me of what Cal did in 1990. Everyone had written... Remember that, JP? Everyone had written off Cal. They said it was over, and then he just had this unbelievable year. Remember when he won the home run derby? He won the MVP. He was just an absolute beast. Now, Zim's only playing part-time.
I mean, you're going for a long shot. He's got eight home runs in 118 at-bats. So, I don't know. Do the
That's
math
about
on
one
that.
One in 13, one in 15 or something.
Here's why you should take Zimmerman. I can't place this bet until I get back to Virginia.
What? Okay.
And so we're in D.C. I'm here till like 1 o'clock, the U.S. Open, I may not be able to put Brooks
in. Well, what time does Brooks tee off? He probably tees off early because he teed off late yesterday.
I don't know,
yesterday.
But I may not be able to put it in. I will put this in if you want. If I can still do it. Otherwise, I got to put the Zim bet in.
Which one do I want? Which one do you like better?
I like the Brooks one because you are passionate about it, but I don't know if I can get it in right now.
All right. So I'll blame you then. It'll be up
or
to
I'll
you.
Or I'll just give my password to somebody.
Yeah.
Put it in for me.
Let's go Brooks.
Can't you text Jason to put it in?
Let's go Brooks.
You know what? You're a good point.
Let's go Brooks.
Text Jason to put it in.
Like, all your friends are Virginia. Like, you don't have any Maryland friends. So unless you have no friends.
Well, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Limited friends.
All right, I'll go with Brooks. So you guys convinced me. I do have a feeling. I have a tingle right underneath the two sillies that that Ryan might hit a bomb today too. But I'll go with Brooks just because that stat is overwhelming.
Tingles are always good plays.
And he's right in the – he's just right there.
So it's Koepka for what?
Plus 700.
To do what?
Win the joint.
Okay.
So what, you know.
All right. I like it.
Valdez would be sized for that
pick. All right.
We
need
Drab
and Cody pretty quickly.
This is Matt Valdez.
All right. I'll go. Tomorrow, big soccer match, Portugal and Germany. Germany lost 1-0 in their first round game in Group F versus France.
I like using nil.
Good.
That's good. Good soccer
Germany
terminology.
Is really struggling. Powerhouse for the last 10 years in soccer, but they lost 6-0 to Spain last year, at the end of the year. They're not the same team that they usually were. And Portugal playing pretty well. They beat Hungary 3-0, 3-0 cakes in the first match. I'm going for a correct score here.
Oh, this is...
I love
okay.
these. Get me.
I like it.
Portugal to beat Germany is plus 210.
Fortune favors the bold, Drab.
All right. I'm a Ronaldo guy.
Okay.
All right. Portugal to beat Germany is plus 210. That's not juicy enough for me.
That's not enough?
If Portugal wins 2-1 cakes, that is plus 1,000. I'm feeling it. That's what's going to happen. Portugal 2-1 plus 1,000. We're putting it in along with our Brooks 700. This is going to get juicy.
Oh, this is going to be...
All right, Cody.
Quite the hypothetical payoff.
Cody bets.
All right, well, this is already absurd as it is, but I'm just going to go with a pretty easy play here. The Tampa Bay Rays playing the Seattle Mariners. I'm going to go with -1.5 at plus 150.
I think Cody's brain can only bet baseball games.
I don't know anything else.
Baseball guy. Is that truly the only sport you follow?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're
pretty
not even a football guy?
No, but there's no football to bet on. Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. Understood. You're not a basketball guy, not a hockey guy.
You will always default to a baseball
bet. But baseball's your jam.
Yeah. Michael Wacha on the mound, and any chance, you know, take down Seattle, that'd be great.
Right.
That's a little dig at
Draft. Yeah, just
there.
A tweet.
Yeah,
the
just
old
a little poke at him.
Right. You'd be a baseball guy, and I know it's not a big deal. You just play college, but if you walked around with an arm of 385, yeah. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, so he's a baseball guy. Yeah.
I grew up. I love baseball growing up. You know, just got different interests now.
All right, we got to go. But our $5 bet for five team parlay.
Yeah, what's it pay out?
Pays out.
Hold on, this is
I'm
going to
say 3,000.
It's going to be a big one.
What's
keep in mind, it's only $5 instead of $6.
Okay.
Pays out $4,747.
Let's go!
Dude,
nice. That's a big
fatty. Dude, if
fatty.
We hit that, FanDuel's going to, they're going to tweet that, put that out to the world.
Yeah, they will.
Yep. All right, we'll put that up on our Junkies Twitter page.
Nice.
Follow us at Junks Radio. Next, it's Fridays with Feinstein on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.